Extreme weather events, destructive wildfires, severe drought, and declining water supplies. These are the new realities of climate change. Ted Sturtevant, director of the Washington State Department of Ecology, says it's time for new strategies.
And so really this is just starting us down the road of what do we do about it? You know, it's like we're standing in the path of an oncoming car here and trying to figure out what we do once we get hit.
The report outlines a series of responses needed. For example, with more flooding, fires, and landslides, there'll be more need for emergency responders. Bigger budgets will be needed to replace damaged infrastructure. And Sturtevant says declining snowpack will require better water management.
So whether that's increased storage facilities, having storm water soaked up by the ground rather than running off horizontally, better conservation, how do we stretch water resources further so there's less demand?
Activist groups agree there are some things that can be done now to limit some of the damage caused by climate change. Casey Golden with the think tank Climate Solutions says it's great to see the state taking the issues seriously, but he says of equal importance is how to reduce its root cause, greenhouse gas emissions.
If we don't dramatically reduce emissions and really get our arms around the climate challenge, we can anticipate changes that will be so damaging that there really is no meaningful adaptation.
Ecology Director Sturtevant agrees and hopes that as agencies focus on the concrete consequences of climate change and the responses that are needed, more people will get interested and involved in reducing emissions. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.